strong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Listen, if you've got your Wheaties Champ Stamp album pretty well underway, you're in for some fun right now. So get your album and let's get this Champ Stamp game going. Now, here's the idea. I'm going to ask our sound effects man to produce a certain sound that fits one or two or three of your Champ Stamps. Then I want you to look through your album and find the Champ Stamp that fits the sound effect. Okay? All right, here goes our first Champ Stamp sound effect. Well, now that was an easy one for a starter. You get it? Okay, take a look at Champ Stamp set number one. It was the sound of a baseball bat, and that might be either the first or third stamp on that page. Or on set number two, it might have been either one of the first two stamps. And there are plenty more baseball champ stamps in the next seven sets. Now, here's one that's a little harder, so listen closely. Get that? Okay. Look at the third Wheaties champ stamp in set number five. That's right. It was the high-speed racing car of Ab Jenkins, America's safest, fastest driver. All right, now get set for the next sound effect. Here it is. I'll give you a hint on that one. It's probably near the end of your Champ Stamp album. Find it? Well, here's one more hint. It's in set number nine. Okay, here's the answer. It's the handsomely colored Wheaties Champ Stamp carrying the picture of Terrell Jacobs, famous wild animal trainer. And now here's a sound effect I think you'll recognize. Yes, those are the cheers of the fellows and girls who are discovering how much fun it is to collect Wheaties Champ Stamps. And say, if you haven't gotten in on this fun yet, it's not too late to start. Just ask Mother to get you a couple of packages of Wheaties right away. On the backs of these packages, you'll find printed three large, attractively colored champ stamps. And that's not all. Right at the bottom of the package are complete, easy-to-follow instructions for making your champ stamp album. But don't wait. Get your Wheaties and champ stamps right away, because it won't be long before we'll play another champ stamp sound effects game. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Uncle Jim's four-motor sky cruiser is on its way to Easter Island. It was delayed taking off from Macau. There was not only the fog, but there was a speedboat to be returned to its owner, supplies to be taken on board, and arrangements to be made for refueling and reprovisioning en route to Easter Island. But now, after 14 hours of flying, during which Jack and Uncle Jim have relieved each other at the controls, and Billy and Betty have taken turns at the radio, they're nearing the Marquesas Islands, where there's a boat arranged for by radio, waiting with fuel and food. The Babu, who was afraid Uncle Jim was going to send him back to India, is pop-eyed with excitement. They're all eager to visit the mysterious Easter Island way out in the lonely Pacific, but the Babu is the most eager of all. He can't sit still, he can't sleep, he can't think about anything else. But he hasn't said why. Every time he's asked about it, he makes evasive answers. Listen.
Babu, why can't you sit down and keep still?
Billy, sorry about my madness. My imagination has wings. I'm impatient to reach Easter Island.
You have nothing on us. We all of us want to get to Easter Island. What's the quickest we can make it, Uncle Jim?
Jack's been doing the figuring. How about it, Jack?
Well, if everything's all ready for us at the Marquesas Islands, and if it doesn't take too long to refuel and check over the motors, and if the wind's right and the weather's good, we might make Easter Island late tomorrow afternoon.
There you are, Babu. You've got to be patient until tomorrow afternoon, like the rest of us.
Oh, my aunt, how can I do it? How can I keep still?
What's eating you, anyhow? What makes you so keen to reach Easter Island?
Another question. Continual questions. I protest. I appear. Captain Jim Fairfield, must I answer all of Billy's questions?
No, not if you don't want to. Let him alone, Billy.
Okay, Uncle Jim. I'm getting sleepy. Guess I'll go and turn in.
Billy, can't you stay awake a bit longer?
Oh, sure I can if you want me to. What's the idea?
It's Betty's watch below. She'd have to turn out if you turn in. We need someone at the radio.
Jack's right, Billy. Betty has nearly another hour's sleep coming to her.
Okay, I can stick it out. Wish I had something to do. Nothing doing on the air. So easy to stay awake when there's nothing doing.
That is, Sahib. Why not let these miserable Babu take the radio? Let me put on that earset. That will give me something else than Easter Island to think about. And then Billy can go and lie down.
I don't want to lie down. I can do my job. I don't need any help. I can stay awake.
Uncle How's this for an idea? We haven't opened that treasure chest yet.
We haven't had time to open it. We've all had our work to attend to.
Well, it's my 2 hours off, Uncle Jim, and I'm not a bit sleepy. Would it be all right to let the Babu take the co-pilot seat and use the earphones, just in case something should turn up on the air, while Billy and I go into the cabin and open that treasure chest?
Well, yes, Jack, that'd be all right, as long as you don't wake Betty.
Last time Jack and I tried to open the chest, we couldn't raise the lid.
It's okay, Billy. Uncle Jim showed me the trick. Come on, Babu, let us by.
I just saw you. I'll jump.
Careful now, Billy. Wake Betty. Shut that door quietly.
It's a good thing Betty's birth is at the far end, but I guess that's no ordinary noise to wake her. How do we get the chest open, Jack? You said you know how.
Once to the right, and then twice to the left, and then you press sideways on this brass ornament.
Gee, I wondered what that thing was for.
There we are. You take out that piece of red velvet.
We ought to wait Betty to come and see this, Jack. She's just as keen to see it as we are.
Oh, let Betty sleep. She can see it later on. Lift out that velvet.
Okay. Gee, it's stiff and heavy as if it were made of metal.
It's gold brocade. That's why it's so stiff and heavy. Uncle Jim said it's hundreds of years old. That brocade work must have taken someone a lifetime to do. Or put it on one of the bunks.
Yeah, okay. There, that's safe enough.
Now, the next thing is to take out all this cotton wool.
They bagged the treasure careful, didn't they?
You bet they did. According to Prince Landor Ling, there's nothing like it in the world. That's why I asked Uncle Jim to take it to America for safekeeping until after the troubles are over in Landor Ling.
Give me that cotton wool, Jack. I'll lay that on the bunk over here alongside the velvet.
Right. Here you are. But Uncle Jim doesn't believe there's nothing like it in the world. I don't believe the Babu thinks so either. Here you are. Here's some more cotton wool.
Right, I got it.
That's why the Babu is so keen to visit Easter Island.
You mean there's some more treasure like this on Easter Island?
Something like that. Hey, I hear some more cotton. Grab hold.
Right, I've got it.
The Babu isn't the only one who thinks there's more of this treasure on Easter Island. Anthony Badger thinks so.
You mean Badger, who owns the yacht Conquistador?
Sure. That's why Uncle Jim hesitated about flying to Easter Island until he felt sure that Badger isn't on his way there. Badger's a bad egg. Uncle Jim wouldn't have flown to Easter Island. Here you are. Here's some more cotton wool. Grab it. Unless the Babu had found out from Hampton Barney in Macau that Badger and his yacht Conquistador were on their way to San Francisco.
How much more of that cotton wool is there, anyhow?
This is pretty near the last year. To tell the truth, Billy, I wouldn't believe anything told me by that guy who called himself Hampton Barney.
You and me both. It was a big relief when the police of Macau took him away to the lockup.
And just between you and me, Billy, between you and me and this treasure chest, I don't believe the Babu believed what Hampton Barney said about Anthony Badger.
Do you think the Babu was lying?
No, I think he just wasn't telling all the truth. The Babu wants to get to Easter Island, but he knew Uncle Jim wouldn't fly to Easter Island if he thought for sure he'd meet Anthony Badger. So he talked kind of vaguely and let Uncle Jim draw a wrong conclusion.
Well, that wasn't so hot. The Babu shouldn't have acted that way.
And I'll tell you something else, though. I don't believe Uncle Jim really believed the Babu. Anyone should ask me. Here, grab the rest of this cotton wool.
Right, I've got it, Jack. What are you hinting at?
Listen to me. If anyone should ask me, I'd guess. Mind you, I'm only guessing. Uncle Jim was so doggone keen to fly to Easter Island, and he knew we were so keen to fly there, that he kind of leaned over backwards. As long as he didn't have actual proof that Anthony Badger's on the way to Easter Island, Uncle Jim chose to believe the opposite.
Well, I'll be doggone. Jack, do you really believe that? Do you believe Anthony Badger's going to be there ahead of us?
I'm not saying what I believe. Come on, here's the treasure. Let's look at it.
Say, what do you call those things?
Uncle Jim said they're portraits of ancient kings.
Kings? What kind of king?
Kings who reigned so many thousands of years ago that no one knows how long ago it actually was.
And you call those things portraits, Jack? Gosh, I'd call them statuettes. What are they made of?
They're solid gold. That's why they're so heavy. Here, take this one in your hand. Feel the weight of it.
Holy smoke, I'll say it's heavy. Jack, this can't be a portrait. No human being ever looked like these things. They make you laugh to look at them. They're a joke.
Listen, Billy, they're solid gold. Who'd make jokes out of solid gold? There are 13 of them, Billy. No two alike. And yet they're all something alike.
Do you think they were made by the same man?
No. Unless Uncle Jim's dead wrong about them, they can't have been made by the same man. There are 13 kings. Let's set them up in a row on the floor.
Oh, that's a swell idea, Jack. Let's. Come on.
Golly, they look like nine pins. But you can see, can't you, that they're all different. They're not portraits of the same person. They're different people.
No, they're not portraits, Jack.
Nobody ever looked like these things with a neck that long and ears that shaped.
Why do you suppose they're only head and shoulders? Why aren't they full length?
Search me, Billy. I didn't order them made, so I can't answer that one. But haven't you ever seen pictures of Easter Island?
Oh, of course, I've seen pictures of it. You and I were looking at a book about Easter Island only a few weeks ago.
Don't you remember the pictures of those huge stone statues that are found there that no one's ever been able to explain to anyone's satisfaction?
Sure, I remember.
Take another look at these.
Well, these do look like those Easter Island statues, don't they?
They're miniature copies of them, Billy. Or else the Easter Island statues are enlarged copies of these.
Oh, no, Jack, you're crazy. How could that possibly be? Easter Easter Island's halfway around the world from Land Orling, where these things come from.
Sure enough. But all the same, Uncle Jim believes these statuettes came from Easter Island maybe 50,000 years ago. That's why we're flying to Easter Island.
You mean to find some more like these?
Well, I don't know whether Uncle Jim believes there are any more like these, but I can tell you two people who believe there are lots more of them.
Who? Oh, you don't believe.
One is the Bobble, and the other is Anthony Badger.
Oh, Anthony Badger, eh?
And expense of taking his big yacht to Easter Island just to look for little statuettes like these. Silly Anthony Badger would go there for just one of these, let alone 13 of them. Have you any idea how much one of these things is worth? It isn't the weight of the gold, it's the fact that they're so ancient and there's such a mystery attached to them. Archaeologists would fight to get them. They'd fetch any price.
Hadn't we better put them back in the chest?
No, let's leave them here for Betty to see when she wakes up.
Jack, are you going to tell Uncle Jim that you believe Anthony Badger has gone ahead of us to Easter Island in his yacht?
You bet I'm going to tell him. But I've made up my own mind. It's the only square thing to do.
But, Jack, you may be wrong. And if you do tell Uncle Jim, you may kill the trip. Maybe Uncle Jim won't go to Easter Island.
I can't help that, Billy. We've got to play square with Uncle Jim, no matter what happens. There's the cockpit signal. Uncle Jim wants.
Hi, Jack. Come forward to the cockpit. We're going down now for a landing. Marquesas Island, you're inside. Look sharp.
Now then. When Jack tells his suspicions to Uncle Jim, what effect will... Will Uncle Jim turn away from Easter Island, or will he carry on? Listen in at the same time tomorrow for a strange and exciting development in the greatest mystery adventure of all, with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now look, here's a little message I'd like to have you pass on to Mother. All ready for it? Well, I'd like to have you tell Mother that Wheaties give you every bit of the essential nourishment of choice, natural whole wheat. Vitamins B1 and G, minerals, and food energy. What's more, the Council on Foods of the American Medical Association has accepted Wheaties as a preferred breakfast cereal. Now, that's a mighty swell recommendation in anyone's language. So have Mother get you a supply of Wheaties from the grocer right away.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for us in high voice. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be stand.